inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
I love hearing stories like this. Praveen, let's start off by talking about your long-term plan. What do you want your rental properties to do for you?
Hi, Dan. Our goal is to basically replace one of our incomes, either my wife's or myself, and then, you know, at some point, retire and live off the cash flow.
When you replace one of the salaries, will you be able to get by on that, or is one person going to keep working?
It's possible one of us keeps working, but based on our expenses, we should be able to live off just, you know, one person's salary, or obviously replaced with the cash flow.
Percentage-wise right now, where are you? How close do you think you are to reaching your goal?
I think we're probably close to 75%, I would say.
Okay. And how many rentals do you have right now?
We have 8 total.
On the podcast today, we're going to figure out how Praveen got to where he is today. He's got a very diversified portfolio, and we're going to take a look at a couple of his rental properties and figure out exactly what he's doing. We're also going to look at the numbers for his entire portfolio. We'll look at his total rent, what his expenses are, and how much he's profiting. And then we'll talk about how he's going to close the gap and get that extra 25% of rental income so that he can leave his job and support himself off of his rentals. Joining us on the show today from Houston is Praveen Taneja. We'll take a really quick break to thank our sponsors. We'll come right back and we'll talk to Praveen.
If you're looking for a quick and easy way to finance a rental property, reach out to Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. She has a loan program where she only cares about your deal. She doesn't need to see your pay stubs, your bank statements, or your tax returns. The only thing she's going to look at is the deal. She wants to know, does the property cash flow? If it does, she'll give you a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Now, the rates are going to be a little bit higher than a full-doc loan, but it's still a great deal. She can close quickly, and there's no hassle. If you want to learn more, reach out to Chaley personally at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE, lendinggroup.com, NMLS 42056.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. That's according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that it makes the hiring all in one place so easy, because you can do the entire hiring process on the Indeed platform. You can message candidates, schedule an interview, you can even screen them. You never have to leave the Indeed platform. It's very efficient. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your job more visibility at Indeed.com/RIP. Just go to Indeed.com/RIP right now and support our show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/RIP. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Shopping for life insurance can be very time-consuming. It takes a lot of time to talk to a couple different agents, get their quotes, and then find the lowest price. Well, I want to let you know about a better way to find the best life insurance policy for you. It's Policy Genius. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I have a life insurance policy, and it's a great feeling to know that if something were to happen to me, my family is not going to struggle financially. It just gives me really good peace of mind to know that they're going to be taken care of. And what I love about Policy Genius is they make it so easy. You can go on their website, you can compare all your options from all the top insurance companies, you can find your lowest price, but Sometimes it's good to talk to somebody, and Policy Genius has a whole team of licensed insurance experts that are on hand. They'll get on the phone with you. They'll hold your hand through the entire process. It could not be easier. So check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Rental Income Podcast.
Dollar-wise, where are you trying to get? Like, say for like a yearly amount, like how much income do you want to get to?
I think if we could get to $12,000 a month or roughly $144 per year, we would be in good shape.
Okay. And if you look at where you are right now, your net income, your net rental income after all your expenses, how much are you making right now?
We're at $83,000 for the year.
You know, that's really cool. And I know that as people, we always want to set goals and try to better ourselves. But, you know, if you just take a step back and think that a lot of people in this country go to work every single day and they don't even make $83,000, to think that you're making $83,000 just off your rentals, that is really awesome.
Yeah, it's a really, really big feat so far. And hopefully we can continue in that journey and, you know, get to our goal here in the next 2 to 4 years.
So how long did it take you to get from $0 in rental income, not knowing anything, to $83,000?
So we started back in middle of 2017 and then slowly acquired, you know, one property at a time. So here we are about 5 years later. Okay.
So do you want to keep at the same pace, add another couple of properties, and then reach your goal?
I think so. We would try to focus in on maybe the, you know, the properties that are doing the best and, you know, go after a couple of those to maybe speed it up a little bit.
Awesome. Well, let's take a look at your rental income and kind of break it down a little bit. So if we look at your actual numbers from last year, like we look at the entire year, how much total rent did you bring in when you add up all your properties, your total rent?
Yeah, the total rent would be about $270,000.
Okay. And do you have mortgages on all the properties?
Yes, every property has a mortgage. We purchased them all with between 20 and 30% down.
Okay. And so with your mortgage payments, when you add them all up, how much do you pay, say, for the year again? Like how much?
So the mortgage is about 75 or so for the year, but the total expenses add up to about 187.
Okay. So the 187, that's everything. Your taxes, your insurance, your mortgage payments.
That's correct.
Everything else. Okay. So then your net is 83,000.
Right.
After everything. So tell me about your portfolio. What does your portfolio look like?
So we have it broken up into about three different, I guess I would say, rental properties. We have two that are vacation rentals in a town close by. And then we have three locally, which are about 15 minutes away from us, which are long-term rentals. And then we also have three out-of-state properties in Little Rock. So those are more for cash flow, whereas the local properties, we get a little cash flow, but also appreciation as well.
So you've got a lot of diversification in there. Was that by design or did that just kind of happen?
No, yeah. Initially, we bought some properties that obviously would appreciate in the local market. And then, yeah, we wanted to diversify and go after some cash flow since our goal was to, you know, be able to live on the cash flow in the future.
Okay. So, all right. So the local properties, do the local properties also cash flow?
Yeah, they're all cash flow. Okay. So the local properties will cash flow about $200 to $400 a month. And it's similar for the long term, or I'm sorry, the properties in Little Rock as well. Okay. They're very similar.
Okay. All right. So the strategy with the local properties is that they're probably going to appreciate more than the properties that you bought out of state.
That's correct. Okay. Yes.
Well, let's maybe dive into your properties a little bit and just try to break down and kind of understand a little bit more about how you're getting to the numbers you're getting to today. So let's start off with your local properties. So what are the neighborhoods like?
We have one property that's in, and I would call an A-class neighborhood. And then we also have two that are in the neighborhoods that I would consider B minus to B plus.
Why did you do that? Like, how did the A class property, an A class property, these are nice properties and good neighborhoods. So like, why did you buy an A property? A lot of times that they don't cash flow as well as maybe a B right. or a C.
So to be honest, Dan, when we first bought the property, we had no tools whatsoever. And we knew we wanted to get into the rental market. So we basically bought a property and without running any numbers whatsoever.
Okay. That makes sense. And then you figured out for the next two properties, I guess you learned about cash flow.
Yes. And that's when we started, putting it on a spreadsheet, running some numbers, getting online and doing some research, and then went after a little bit more cash flow, but also appreciation at the same time with the two that we bought after the first one in the A-class neighborhood.
Now, one of the biggest expenses that we have as rental property owners is vacancy. Do you have much vacancy with your properties?
We've been very fortunate. All these properties, the vacancy rate is very low. We've been very lucky in the A-class neighborhood. The tenants actually have allowed me to show the property before they even move out, and that's minimized vacancy. So at most, I've seen maybe 5 to 10 days per year on that property.
That's really smart to show it before the tenant moves out, because you're just minimizing your downtime. Do you write that into the lease, or did you just work that out when the tenants gave you notice?
That is part of the lease agreement, but I'd still obviously ask them and get permission and, kind of work with their schedule and try to show the properties about a month in advance.
So then when someone moves out, do you move someone in or hope to move someone in basically the next day?
Yes, we've been very fortunate, and the tenants have left the property in great shape in that A-class neighborhood, and we've been able to turn around the property within a day. It's also written into the agreement that they'll have the house professionally cleaned before they move out, and we've had very good luck.
That's great. Well, let's take a look at one of your deals. Tell me about this property.
So the first one we bought it for about $205,000 and put down 25%.
And so your down payment to 25% of the you said 205 is what
that's
you paid
correct.
For it. Okay.
Yep. So just a little over 51,000.
Okay. And then how much is your mortgage payment on that property?
On that one, it's $810 a month.
Okay. And what is it rent for?
So when we first bought it, it started out at $1,800 for rent, and now it's up to $2,200.
And this is the A-class property.
That's right.
So like that's pretty awesome when you think that you bought this property not really knowing about cash flow, but everything seems to really work out pretty well.
Yeah, so far we've been fortunate. Initially, the cash flow was basically zero, and now we're probably closer to $300 to $400 a month.
Okay. And what are the repairs? Last year, did you have many repairs on the property?
We had a few things here and there, like leak on a toilet, the capacitor went out on an AC unit. So just small items, nothing major.
Okay. So then cash flow-wise, this property and the other two properties, are they all making about the same?
Yeah, they're all roughly between $300 and $400 a month.
All right, well, let's talk about your Little Rock properties. So how did you find these properties?
So initially just started to do research and, I was looking for cash flow and talked to some other investors that had invested in different markets. So we felt comfortable because they had done some deals with the turnkey provider. So we went with Little Rock looking for some cash flow.
Did you consider any other market, or was Little Rock kind of at the top of your list?
We were looking at some other markets, maybe Memphis, Tennessee. But now that we, again, in hindsight, probably would have done a lot more homework, but we were just trying to, get in the game and just slowly picked up one after the other and just went with that turnkey provider because we had heard good things, from fellow investors.
So these properties really haven't appreciated very much. This is really just kind of a cash flow play.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. They probably have appreciated, but typically in that market, you'll see appreciation between 1% and 2%. So they might have appreciated a little bit more than that with, since COVID, but it's still okay. The appreciation is not not a big number.
And how does that compare to your local properties? Like what I know we've seen a lot of appreciation over the last couple of years, but like what kind of appreciation are you seeing in your Houston properties?
The Houston area, at least in the neighborhoods we're in, we've seen about 35% appreciation. Wow. Over the last, you know, 3 to 4 years since we bought all the properties.
That's a huge difference. That's mm-hmm. a really, really big difference. All right. Well, let's take a look at one of your deals. What did you what have you paid for these properties? Or maybe let's talk specifically about one of them. What did you pay for this property?
Sure. So the first one we paid $92,000. It was a 4-bedroom, 1-bath.
Okay. And then your down payment, did you put down 20%?
I think it was still, yeah, 25.
And how much is your mortgage payment?
The mortgage payment on that one is about $325 a month.
Okay. And what is it rent for?
The rent is, it started at $850, now it's up to $950.
Okay. And for repairs last year, did you have anything come up?
We had a few things, some plumbing repairs, a couple of electrical items, but again, nothing major, and they've kept the property occupied as well.
Okay, so these properties are making about the same, about $300?
Yes.
Now, what's interesting is that you're kind of making about the same for your Houston properties and for your Little Rock properties, but you have a lot less money invested in Little Rock, where you're buying the properties in Little Rock for basically half price as the Houston property. So it's almost like if you look at a percentage return, you're almost making twice as much in Little Rock.
Yeah, the cash flow definitely is twice as much, but then again, no appreciation. And the only other downside I've seen is a little more repairs, but then there's like no control whatsoever, at least on the in the local area. I have some control. I have my real estate agent's license as well, so I can, you know, list the properties myself and then, you know, pick very good tenants as well.
Yeah, no control. But then also in Little Rock, you have no work because you have a management company there, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, I guess it's an interesting trade-off that, you know, what do you want, cash flow or cash flow and appreciation? But I just wonder, like, if you were to look back, you take the last couple of years out of this. We've seen a lot of appreciation over the last 2 years. But if you look back over a 10-year period, it'll be interesting to see, does the cash flow in Little Rock make up for the appreciation that you're not seeing? Like, do you end up at the same place at the end of the day anyway?
Yeah, I guess we can, you know, look back in a few years and see how that works out.
Yeah, I mean, there's
definitely... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, there's really no way to know. I mean, it's like, right. You know, you're going to have to look back. But but yeah, it's interesting to think about that, that you're really getting to the same place. Anyway, right. Okay, so then your third type of property that you have is, you said you have two Airbnbs. Tell me about those properties.
Yeah, so we have one vacation rental that's beachfront, and then we have another one that's a little farther away from the beach, maybe 4 to 5 blocks. So the one that's beachfront, we rent as, you know, an Airbnb, VRBO, so short-term rentals. And the other one, we were going to do a short-term rental, but we ended up renting it like a midterm for 6 months to somebody that was moving to the area.
Was it like a traveling nurse or something like that? Or
no, they were just moving to the area for jobs, and they wanted to basically try out the market and then see, you know, to buy a house on their own in the future.
And are you managing these properties yourself too?
Yeah, we're managing all the properties except for the ones in Little Rock, of course.
Right. Have you always managed them?
So initially on the vacation rental, we started out with a turnkey company, a management company. They were called Turnkey, but yeah, so we had them manage the property for the first year and a half.
How did that work out?
Overall, it went well, but of course, you know, they're charging between 20 and 25% of the gross rent. So we basically ended up breaking even the first year and a half. And then also, you know, managing on your own, you can take care of the properties a lot better than a management company would, since they're, in essence, managing hundreds of properties in the local market.
Now, the trade-off though is the time. So does it take a lot of your time to coordinate guests and to coordinate the cleaning? Like, do you find that you're spending a lot of time managing the Airbnb?
It is definitely more active, but But the good thing is we have a good software. We use owner reservations. It links all the, it links Airbnb, VRBO, and our own website as well. So that's a big plus. And then we have a really good cleaner or housekeeper, and he'll tell us when things are broken. And then we'll, you know, we'll visit the property at least once a month to make sure we, you know, take care of repairs and take care of guests. The main thing is the guests have a great experience, and we've had guests that have booked with us for 3 to 4 years in a row now.
Is the income consistent or is it seasonal?
It's definitely seasonal. It'll pick up in about April timeframe and then drop back off in middle of August. And then off season, it usually rents on weekends and then a few nights here and there as well. Well, so the occupancy ends up at 60 to 65%.
Well, let's take a look at this deal. So how much did you pay for this property?
We actually paid a little over $500,000 for that property. It was $535,000.
Now, that's a big number, and that's like, I guess, almost more risk to think, you know, if you compare that with your Little Rock properties, you know, it's like six Little Rock properties. Does that ever bug you out or stress you out having such a big mortgage?
It did, but that was the first property that we purchased back in 2017. And it was like a second home, really. We always wanted to buy a property in Destin because that's where we used to vacation. But then we decided to buy in the local market since we could, you know, have more control over it as well.
Did you put down 20% on that property?
We actually put down 25%. In hindsight, we probably should have purchased it as a second home and maybe put down only 10%. But it helps us sleep better at night as well.
Sure. And to get the money, the down payment money, did you just save that up from your job, or did you do something to come across that money?
No, that was just saved over time. We've been saving for several years to try to buy something in the Destin market, but so we had some cash that we'd saved up over the last 7 years or so.
How much is your mortgage payment on that property?
On that one, the mortgage payment is $2,000 a month.
Okay. And all right, so $24,000 over the year. And how much income did that property bring in last year?
So just the rental income with the short-term stays added up to $130,000.
Wow. Okay. And then what other expenses did you have on that property?
So, of course, insurance and cable, internet, water, electricity, all those add up. And then fees for, you know, managing on owner reservation, the software, Airbnb, VRBO fees. So the total expenses, including the mortgage, was $82,000.
Okay. So then how much did you profit off that property?
Yeah, so the net income actually ended up close to $48,000.
$48,000. That's awesome. Wow. Okay, so you are on your way. So to get to your goal, to the $12,000 a month, what are you going to do from here? Like how do you plan to get there?
So we're thinking we probably will invest in another short-term rental, maybe in a different market, maybe in the same market. Haven't really decided. I know with interest rates creeping up and maybe there's at least a small downturn coming in the market, we'll probably invest here in the next few months, maybe early next year.
Would you buy any more turnkeys, or do you think that you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck with a short-term rental?
I think the biggest bang for the buck will be with the short-term rental. So we're definitely going to lean towards the short-term rental market.
Now, one thing that you've done here that I think is really cool is you've gotten your real estate license. Has that benefited you as an investor to be licensed?
Actually, it's been a big plus. I got the license during COVID since we had some downtime. You know, I was working out of the house as well, so that helped significantly. And then since then I've helped family and friends buy properties as well, some for investment and just some for their primary residence as well. So overall, I make about one sale every couple of months or so, just since I only do it during part-time. And then, of course, I'm able to list all my own rentals as well. So that's
awesome.
A big plus and some savings as well.
If you're interested in investing in Houston, or if you want to connect with Praveen to ask him any follow-up questions, he'd be happy to talk to you. I've got his email address on the website. You can find it at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode376. I'd like to thank our sponsor today for making this episode possible. It's Chailey Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. Chailey is a nationwide lender, and her specialty is helping investors finance rental properties. She has a ton of different loan options. Of course, she's got the 30-year fixed loans. She's got interest-only options. She has adjustable rate mortgages. She's really got a ton of different loan programs, and she can find something customized to you for your situation. If you want to find out more or you want to set up a time to talk to Chailey personally, just go to ridgelendinggroup.com. That's R-I-D-G-E, lendinggroup.com, NMLS 42056. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. I'll be back with another interview on Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast. I've been looking for a new rental to add to my portfolio, and as I've been going through this process, it's reminded me how important it is for everybody to have an estate plan. With Trust and Will, you can create and manage your own custom estate plan, starting at just $199. And if you go to trustandwill.com/RIP, you'll get 10% off plus free document shipping. Two things I love about Trust and Will are, number one, it's so simple. Their website walks you through a series of questions, and at the end, you get your will. It's very straightforward. And the other thing I love is that it's very affordable. Trust and Will has made estate planning accessible and affordable for everybody. There's really no reason not to use Trust and Will to get your will done. Check them out. They have thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Secure your assets and protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/RIP. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/RIP.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Shopping for life insurance can be very time-consuming. It takes a lot of time to talk to a couple different agents, get their quotes, and then find the lowest price. Well, I want to let you know about a better way to find the best life insurance policy for you. It's Policy Genius. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I have a life insurance policy, and it's a great feeling to know that if something were to happen to me, my family is not going to struggle financially. It just gives me really good peace of mind to know that they're going to be taken care of. And what I love about Policy Genius is they make it so easy. You can go on their website. You can compare all your options from all the top insurance companies. You can find your lowest price, but sometimes it's good to talk to somebody, and Policy Genius has a whole team of licensed insurance experts that are on hand. They'll get on the phone with you. They'll hold your hand through the entire process. It could not be easier. So check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.